Hey everyone, welcome back to the Creative Gap Podcast. My name is Nick, and let's get right into it with a question from EJ. EJ is asking, you make it look easy, Nick. For me, it's reacting a lot and not being as proactive as I'd like. Did you start out like that? Thanks again for the question, EJ, and it may look like I know what I'm doing over here, but I am full of mistakes and distractions just like everyone else. It's often assumed that when you look at someone through the lens of their website and their Twitter and their profile, that they're doing everything right. And I've found that that's rarely the case. It's just that people don't post on Twitter and their website when they, you know, screw around all day watching YouTube videos. They don't tend to promote that as much as their more successful days. So, you know, I struggle with this like anyone else, but there are some things that I do to try to stay more on task and do the things that are on my to-do list and all that stuff. And this won't be a comprehensive kind of, you know, all-encompassing technology thing and anything, but I just wanted to share with you a few of the ways that I try to stay proactive, as you said in your question, keeping proactive during the day. So what does that look like? Well, the first thing is do not let other people schedule your day. This may sound obvious. If you have control over your day, you don't have a bunch of tasks, if you know, roughly work for yourself, then you know what you need to do, right? And what you don't want to do is allow the rest of the world to schedule your day. And one way you could do this is by reading your email or hopping on customer support or something first thing in the morning. Because what that puts you into is not a proactive mode, but a reflexive mode. It's just, like you said, it's reaction. And so now you're answering questions and you're putting out fires and you're fixing this misspelled word over here. And those things are important, but you have to make time every day to be proactive about the bigger projects that you wanted to do. In fact, I told the story in episode one about this podcast and about how I wanted to start it, and other things really got in the way. You know, I did not set time aside to start this podcast, and it took longer to start than I thought because of it, right? But as soon as I actually put it in the calendar and set it aside, I started answering questions, started putting things out, right? So one way to do it is to schedule blocks of your day that are towards your big goal, something that it isn't just your regular day-to-day stuff. I mean, I'm talking about the big, you know, the book you want to write, the big project you want to finish, the toothpick sculpture you've always wanted to work on, right? Whatever it is, set some time out in that calendar just for you. And if you really want, you could take things like Rescue Time. There's some other apps that do this kind of stuff that will actually block distracting websites and distracting applications on your computer if you want. I mean, and I mean block. It'll like you can't even put in a password to shut this stuff off. So if you find yourself distracted, and I have my distractions for sure, I'll be on Reddit or YouTube in a second. And I use things like this to shut off distractions and focus on the things that I wanted to do that day. So take charge. Put the proactive stuff in the most productive part of your day. I would say that would be another way to think about this. If you're a morning person, you wake up, you're ready to go, you want to get right into it, maybe schedule your first couple hours with your favorite coffee and just like your biggest, best project and just get right at it. And then when you're done, you can know that it's done and you can work on some of those other things as the day progresses. If you're a night person, and I've been both, actually. some years I tend to get my best work done like after 11 o'clock, especially early on with my business. I was really late night working on stuff. And recently I've been kind of trying to wake up and have a schedule and get my biggest project stuff done in the morning. So whatever that is for you, find out what that is right now and block those hours out to take your most productive hours and be proactive with them, right? So the next one would be to just do deadlines. Deadlines to me are the ultimate cure for almost anything. You could literally just say, did I work on this today at all? So this comes from, you know, deadlines work for me in almost every situation. You'll hear me say deadlines a lot. If the podcast keeps going, but again, the podcast will only keep going if I set deadlines, right? So deadlines to me, put a line in the sand, a mental line in the sand that you agreed with your future self to put this out at a certain time. And when you don't do it, you're going to let yourself down. And if you don't think you're going to let yourself down, get an accountability partner, a person that is going to kind of tease you if you don't put that thing out by then, right? Whatever that project is, whatever that big proactive thing you're working on is, set up some accountability or set a deadline and see if you could get that project on. So deadlines really get me thinking. And honestly, deadlines in some ways start to bring up the stress about getting it finished, you know. And some days, even if I'm procrastinating, I'm like, I know I got to do this thing by the end of Sunday, right? And then Friday night, I'm out and I'm like, oh, I should not be out right now. I told myself Sunday. And all of a sudden, I find myself with my butt in the chair finishing some of this stuff on Saturday night, right? And I'm like, it's actually working. I could feel my future self being sad at my current self for not working on this project. So set those triggers up, set those deadlines up. And again, deadlines will also give you the repetition. If you set up daily deadlines, just things like, I have to just do this once a day, right? So people that do a lot of like running and, you know, going to the gym, that kind of stuff, a lot of the times you'll hear them say, you don't even have to go to the gym today. You just have to put your gym shoes on, right? And what that is it's a trigger that's like, well, I already have my shoes on. I guess I should go anyway, right? So what are those triggers where you can get the ball rolling, get the domino, hit that first domino on your brain and turn it into being productive and proactive? We've all been in that state where things are just happening and you don't have to sweat it and you're not pushing yourself. It's just like you're in that flow state, right? How do you get there? What is the music? What is the coffee? What is the seat that you're sitting on? What is the lighting in the room? What are those things that you could do to put yourself in the most likely situation to be productive and be proactive? And I'll say one last thing, which I'll say one last thing today. I'm sure I'll continue talking forever, but the opposite can also be true. Which is you might have this big, big thing that you don't want to do, you don't want to work on, but you know you have to do it, and you know you have to get to it. And what I tend to do with those projects is just pretend that this whole day is going to be this one project. And I just know that I'm just going to be procrastinating, I'm going to be pushing it off, but I set a very strict deadline, and I say, listen, however it happens, I get it done today. You know, something like taxes or something, like one of those things you just don't want to do. Oh, I got to go through this thing and organize this and do this. I tend to just pick a day for one of those projects and understand that there's going to be some pushback, but dang it, I'm not going to bed until this is done. So anyway, hopefully there's some helpful stuff for you, EJ. Thanks again for the questions. And if you're listening and you have a question or you'd like to comment or help anybody else with these questions, if you have a book or a recommendation or some way to help answer some of these things, please head on over to Twitter. My name is Nick Vegas on Twitter, at Nick Vegas. You can hit me up there. You could ask questions there. You could also head to nickvegas.tv. And that's where some more links here. You could find a link to the podcast with show notes, all those kind of things as well. So thank you so much for listening. And actually, if you're listening to this right now, can you go to Twitter and tell me how you're listening to this podcast? Are you using a podcast app? If so, which one are you using? Are you listening to it through the website? Head on over to Nick Vegas on Twitter and let me know how in the heck you're listening to this. That would be super helpful. And I appreciate the question, and I'll see you in another podcast episode really soon. That was a long exit. Bye, everybody.